This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Today is Transgender Day of Remembrance. Joy 94.9 celebrates the T in the GLBTI, the contribution that trans folk have brought to our community, and we remember those that are no longer with us. Joy 94.9, celebrating our diverse community.
You're on our special day of remembrance on Joy 94.9, and you're with Kurt and Megan and Michelle. And we do have Andrea, our podcaster, here in the studio. How are you going, Andrea?
Really well.
It's lovely to have you join us today. So you're part of the Transpositions team because you edit our podcasts and upload them for everyone to hear, and you also title them and write a bit of a description.
Yeah, the titling part is probably the toughest bit. And takes the longest part of the process.
But I would have thought really the editing was the toughest bit.
No, that takes only maybe 2-3 hours and it's done.
Only 2-3 hours, yeah.
What should I name this piece?
Yeah. Well, the podcasts are sounding fantastic, and you can find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au, and click on Transpositions. Now, Andrea, you identify as, you are intersex and you identify as transgender as well.
Yes.
So I was interested to know what today means for you as an intersex person and a transgender person.
Okay, it's really important to me because quite a few people that I used to know that took their own lives were intersex and transgender. It's pretty tough being transgender, but it's even tougher being intersex because people just don't understand. And there's just this extra level of stress involved. It's pretty tough to just get acceptance within the trans community at times, being intersex. It's something you're born with and you have no choice. It's not that different to being transgender. You're basically born that way. You don't have a choice. But people don't quite understand that the two are very, very different.
And a bit more confronting, I think, as well, because it's more of a physical thing right up front, where with transgender, it's something that
it's gradually physically,
yeah.
Well, it's pretty hard. In the early days, you try and hide things,
yes,
and you're trying to fit into the world as everyone else expects you to, yep, be, even though it's just so foreign. And then on top of that, you have features that just don't really, yeah, quite, again, fit.
Physical features from the beginning.
So I could imagine it's a bit like a trans man trying to fit into a different role and having to hide certain parts, wearing compression shirts and binders and things as
push down.
Hey, it used to give me a fairly athletic look.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing. And then he warns you when you put a pin on him and he says, "Don't touch my boob."
I can say that though, Michelle. It's so awkward going through puberty for anyone who's not comfortable in their gender. And I know, Andrea, you sort of briefly spoke a little bit about what it was like for you growing up, and that just would have been so hard on your mental health.
Oh, it's pretty tough just trying to be someone that everyone else expects outside of who you actually feel like. And then on top of that, your body changes in a direction you feel right, but it doesn't conform to everyone else's expectations. So that just becomes so much harder. And just can't explain to other people that it just happened. Mm. And you can't tell people about how you really feel because life just gets even tougher then. So
what were some of the ways that you coped with making yourself happy and overcoming those fears of...
I'm not sure that making myself happy really happened. It was more a case of I just enveloped myself into different things and just flooded my head with just different tasks. I became quite outrageous with things. I became aggressive. Then I took on roles that were quite scary, just things to just really stress myself out to stop thinking about it.
So you did do a lot of upskilling, and so you do a lot of trades and things. Well, you work with your hands.
Yeah, it was easier to have extra knowledge there and to be able to do things that other people couldn't do. Some, you know, you'd have people who would be expert in a particular field, but then you step outside that and they struggled. Whereas if you sort of cross-trained yourself, then all of a sudden people start not doubting you, not sort of questioning you, and they tend to leave you alone, which that was about the best way that I found to survive.
Mm. Well, you certainly know what you're doing when you're podcasting.
Oh, thank you.
You seem like a wizard. You a wizard everything. So,
well, I've heard great feedbacks from people who've started listening in my friend circle that they just love them.
So. Oh.
Yeah, thank they you. Are good. Jump on the Joy website, joy.org.au, to find them. Now, Andrea, tell us a little bit more about what TDOR means for you and what this day is about for you.
Okay. I have had a couple of friends that actually took their own lives that pretty much helped me out in the very beginning when I actually finally couldn't deal with life. And it's really horrible to think that I was in a situation where I was questioning myself to a point where maybe it would be easier just not being around anymore. And these people actually helped me. They carried me through and made me believe that I should exist. But it was such a shame that, you know, the pressure that they were under from friends and family, they ended up, one person took their life on account of family pressures, and the other one just, I have no idea what happened. There was just absolutely no inkling that anything was going to happen, and they were gone the next day.
That's often the case, is that you can't see it coming, and that person might seem all right on the outside.
But they were such beautiful human beings, and they had so much caring for everyone else. They put themselves first, and then all of a sudden they just couldn't manage with the pressure that they had. They didn't ask for anything, and they were just giving.
So today we're honouring those people that you've lost, Andrea, and we'll be remembering them. And if you do have any struggles yourself, please don't hesitate to contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. I'm sorry, Andrea.
It's just remembering.
It's remembering, yeah. And that's what today is all about. Thank you so much for coming on and telling
Thank
us
you.
That, Andrea.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
You are listening to our special day of remembrance on Joy 94.9.
Now, we actually have a very special guest on the phone. We've actually had called through. And her name's Isley Rice. Now, I think I said Rice correctly, and I'll check with Isley in a moment. But Isley's actually on our show today. So if those who don't know, Isley has a number of she's a YouTube vlogger, and she's got an absolutely amazing transition timeline video on YouTube. And Isley's also done some work as well with Laura Jane Gross from the band Against Me with regards to the AOL Originals documentaries called True Trends. Good morning. How are you there? Well, good afternoon up there, Isley. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us on this auspicious and very special day.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited.
So we actually really want to know probably a lot of things about you, and also we want to understand probably also what Transgender Day Remembrance means for yourself as well. But probably what we'd like to understand first of all, probably just give a bit of a background about yourself. Now, we know that you're obviously have done the work with Laura Jane Grace with the True Trans documentaries, which absolutely amazing. Your YouTube vlogger, absolutely fantastic stuff there that you've done there. But tell us a bit more about yourself and sort of a bit about your history and so on.
Okay, so where to start? I grew up in a small town in Southern California in the desert, and I came out as trans, you know, probably in the mid-2000s, and I started playing music when I was 12 and playing in bands, and I have toured all over the U.S. and done a lot of stuff with music, and but I did the YouTube stuff, and also I have a film coming out in 2015 about a trans woman also. That's a little bit.
Wow, that's amazing. So can you tell us a little bit more about that film and what's actually happening there with some of the other media work that you're doing?
I've also, as you mentioned, I have the True Trans coming out, and then I shot an episode for Glee last week. And I do various activist work and, you know, just try to do whatever I can for the community.
Honestly, can I ask you about the episode of Glee? That just sparked my interest.
Oh, that's an episode?
Did you have, like, any lines or anything?
Oh, well, what I did on there, I can't really, actually, I can't even say.
Oh, really? Is it confidential, is it?
Oh, damn it, because we were wanting to get things like us, you know, the thing is, actually, we're on the other side of the world here, so anything you say, probably not going to sort of filter back to the US.
We want to hear gossip, Isley.
You want to hear gossip?
Oh, yeah, well, we want to hear the gossip.
Everyone there was amazing on the set, all the actors, the producers and directors, and they're very accommodating.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, really juicy gossip or anything.
Ah, damn, because, like, we're really hoping to get the juicy gossip out of this.
Yeah. Normally the U.S. gets everything before us, so we're really trying to get, you know, what we can first.
Oh, that's why sort of, yeah, sometimes sort of downloading shows off the web, off the internet, is probably kind of a bit easier because we get things a bit quicker out here. I don't know. Was it planes just take a lot of time to come from the U.S. to here? I don't know.
Yeah, I love the way that the Glee, that it's all queer-friendly and it's all sort of LGBTI accepted.
Well, the episode that I'm going to be in is an amazing episode, and it's the new season is going to be very groundbreaking for the LGBT community.
Awesome.
Nice. I can't talk right now.
Do you know when that episode goes to air?
I don't know when it's going to air, actually. They're going to send out emails, and they'll contact us with everything, and when they do, then I'll definitely...
Yeah, that's
send that out.
That's absolutely fantastic. So I suppose also I probably want to know a little bit more about the Project Isley movie that you're doing as well. But probably before we actually go into that, I'd like to probably also understand a bit more about your music. So you are a musician and you're actually in a band. Now the band you're actually in is called Spectacular Spectacular.
Yeah, that's correct.
So
Go
ahead.
Oh, good. Sorry.
Well, I was just wanting to know how many band members are there and sort of some of the things that you do and some of the music that you've got coming out.
Oh, yeah. So I play guitar and piano in the band, and we started the band almost 3 years ago in San Francisco, and we just finished recording our full-length, our first debut album, and that comes out in 2015, probably February, and we just released our first single in October.
Nice.
Orange Juice.
Now, well, I actually have heard your single Orange Juice, and we actually did play it here on our Transmission shows probably about a couple of weeks ago, and it's an absolutely knockout song, and I absolutely love it. And I think I'd like to hopefully see it go well. And we actually will be playing Orange Juice a little bit later in the show, probably actually very soon, I think. Actually.
Yeah, very soon. And when we played it before on the show, I think everyone was thrusting in the studio.
Yeah, we really
it's such a cool awesome. Song. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's really cool. So hopefully it should chart well. So Spectacular.
I'm glad you guys like it.
Oh yeah, absolutely, it rocks. So no, it's a really cool song, so I really do like it. So and also the Against Me stuff that you did with Laura Jane Grace, how did that go?
That was so amazing. So I probably first started talking to Laura probably maybe 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And I reached out to her, just, you know, just letting her know everything it's going to be okay and how strong she was.
Right.
And, you know, how I admired what she was doing.
Absolutely. Look out.
And
yeah,
she wrote me back, and we talked back and forth, you know, here and there. And then in May of this last year, she wrote me asking if I wanted to be part of the True Trans project that she was doing. And I told her, yeah. And everything, the filming was so fun and, like, you know, just meeting all the people involved and just being able to do this for the community was an amazing experience overall.
Hi, Isley. This is Michelle here. I'm with Megan and Kurt as well. I just wanted to go and say that the show actually is really good. I was showing it to my ex and telling a few other people about it, and it's a lovely, just a simple story, and you look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I was quite embarrassed because I had that blue hair.
Oh.
For some reason, I woke up one day, and it was like in April, and I was like, I'm going to cut off all my long blonde hair and dye it blue.
I actually love the blue hair.
I kind of regret doing that, and I finally just got it back to blonde, like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, we look forward to seeing actually getting a selfie with you, because we're really pushing this Ally Project down here. It's a hashtag Ally Project, and if you could also hashtag the TDUR, and yeah, hashtag put us on there as well. It'd be great to see you as part of the Ally Project.
Do What do you want me to post it to?
Oh, just put it on Instagram. We'll get you it, and we'll share it onto our
any social media,
on Facebook or whatever. We'll see it.
Even just message it to me, and we'll post it or something like that.
Yeah, just make sure you hashtag TDAW and hashtag Ally Project.
I will do that. I'm on the phone right now.
I think you were fine. When you're done, it's totally when you're done.
Absolutely
fine.
Done. So what we're going to do, we're actually going to sort of go to the song. So, Isley, look, we're going to get you to forward announce through to your song, actually. So here we go.
Stay on the line, though, Isley.
Okay, sounds good.
So we're going to play Orange Juice by Spectacular Spectacular.
Close to midnight, you're howling at the moon. Countdown to daylight. Don't be shy. The monster's inside of you. Show me the monster's inside. To the dark side. Now the weather controls your mood. It's no surprise you're always freezing. Let me take a walk through the tunnels inside of you. Through the tunnels inside. Our shadows will fill the room. You're so hypnotized by twilight. I'm the one you can spill your darkest secrets to. Your darkest secrets.
Show me.
And you're listening to our Day of Remembrance on Joy 94.9, a special transposition show with Kurt, Michelle and me, Megan. So we've actually been having our selfies being posted, and our guest that we've actually got on the phone at the moment, Isley, she has actually posted a selfie to Instagram, which Michelle's just going to quickly talk about. So, and actually, Isley, I suppose one thing that before actually we talk about the selfie, Transgender Day of Remembrance is really something which is important to all of us in terms of obviously understanding exactly, you know, the struggles that we all have, but also really remembering the people we've actually lost over time. For yourself, when we talk about Transgender Day of Remembrance, what exactly does it mean for you when you start to reflect upon the day and the importance of the day?
I think it's important that when we reflect on this day that we think about all the pioneers that have made this road easier and more possible for us, and the ones that we've lost along the way too. And, you know, some people in different states, countries, cities have it more fortunate than others, you know. And I think it's very important that we bring awareness so everyone else in the world can live a safer and better life and be who they're supposed to be, as, you know, a transgender individual or any individual, for that matter.
Yeah, look, one of the things I was sort of going to reflect upon, I know different parts of the world being trans is different. Some parts of the world, it's fine. Everyone just goes about doing the normal things and you're just a regular part of society. But whereas in other parts of the world, it's a little bit more difficult. So I know for many of us here in Melbourne, Australia, things here are fine. Everyone just sort of blends in. But from your perspective in the US and other parts of the world that you've visited, you know, what's it like being trans there?
I feel I've been very fortunate and lucky, you know, with my life. And I can't speak for anyone else, really, but for me, I feel very lucky that I've encountered great people. And, you know, I've never had any struggles, like, you know, besides high school, that's the only time, and right after high school. But ever since my transition, like, everything's gone smoothly, and I've surrounded myself around positive people, and I've tried to do the best I can to bring awareness to those who aren't so lucky. And, you know, I just want to be able to touch other people's lives and let them know that whatever they're going through, that it will get better, and just don't be scared, and they don't feel that they're alone.
Now, I know, Isley, myself, I grew up in the Midwest. I'm originally from St. Louis. And I moved down here in 2002. And I know myself, when I looked at trying to understand what it was I was going through and dealing with, and, you know, come from the Midwest there, it really was a totally different time in the actions and reactions from people when I had then. I'd love to know, from your point of view, what is the overall feeling across the U.S. now? And how do people respond in general, or as well, do they put much effort into Trans Remembrance Day there?
Actually, it's in the last few years, it's gotten a lot bigger, and we've gotten like more acceptance going on, and everyone seems to be participating in more across the whole U.S. You know, there's still certain parts of the U.S. that are, you know, not quite caught up in, you know, just, I would like to say, just not knowledgeable about it because it hasn't reached there. And, you know, it doesn't mean that they're bad people. It just means they just don't know about what's going on. And, like, you know, once they know, I feel how we are, you know, how transgender people are, and we're just like anyone else, that more acceptance will be gained.
Yeah, I myself, I remember seeing photos from Pride Week, just from St. Louis alone, and I was lost for words, going, oh my God, all these flags, all the color, all the people. I can't believe my own hometown is just so accepting, like, you know, here in downtown St. Louis. And here I am so many years later going, wow, you know, it's come such a long way.
Yeah, that's probably such an amazing feeling to be able to look like, hey, I came from there, and so many years later, and, like, you know, how far they've come in acceptance.
One of the things I just really want to touch on just before we actually do have to go, unfortunately, is this, the Project Isley movie that you said. Can you tell us anything about that at all?
Oh, yeah, of course. So the Project Isley is a project that I started earlier this year, and the director, Tony Minas, he's the one who approached me about it. And he approached me, I think, about over a year and a half ago, and I was kind of hesitant about doing it because I still wasn't, like, really, you know, I was out as a trans woman, but I wasn't, like, out, like, you know, I was living more of, like, a stealth life. And so I started, you know, thinking to myself, you know, I should definitely start helping people. And so with the Project Eisley thing was something that I decided to do. And we started filming in April. And what it is about is about trans women who's on a journey, you know, to find herself and her true identity and the struggles that she's going through. And it's more of like a whimsical fairy tale with some true life aspects, you know, from my story, my background. But it's going to have very surreal shots. And I don't know, pretty much all I guess I can explain to right now.
Absolutely. Look, thank you so, so much, Isley. That's absolutely fantastic. And really, I'm looking forward to seeing that when it does come out. So do you know how it's going to be released at all?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be released July 2015.
Great. Well, I'm definitely going to be looking out for that because I want to see it.
Definitely.
Because there's so many things that you're talking about there which just sort of, they just echo with resonance, just, you know, that just a Project Isley sort of story with things in life. So, look, thank you so, so much for spending some time with us, Isley. We really do appreciate it. And hopefully we can chat again later next time when you're down in Australia promoting your band.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. And thank you so much for having me. And I hope you guys have a great day. And I'm glad we were able to talk today and spread the word.
Absolutely.
And thanks for playing along. Love the selfie, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You are on our special day of remembrance on Joy 94.9. Thank you, Isley.
You've got Kurt, Megan, and myself, Michelle. Just to go and remind everyone, please send in some SMSs and some emails to us just to say, hey, see how it's going out there. Also send some selfies to the Our Ally Project. Awesome. Now, our special guest from earlier, Ina, has popped back in. And Ina, we're going to go and mention a bit about the alphabet soup, one of the things that we talked about before a couple of lines ago.
Yeah, we did. Look, it's an open group. It's for everyone. And look, one thing we find with transgender people especially, it can be very lonely. And that's where these groups where you actually meet people face-to-face is good.
Yeah.
It's open to all sorts of people. We don't have any restrictions at all, excepting just leave any prejudice at home, no matter what that prejudice is.
You have to be human, though, don't you, Ina?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Could my little dog look funny at me sometimes.
Could my little dog come along if he wanted?
Got to get past the shopkeeper.
Oh, yeah. health and safety reasons and issues, yes. Well, that's fantastic that there's such a group that just welcomes anybody and everybody, no matter what you are, no matter who you are. You all just, you seem like really sweet people. And I remember, Ina, you said that you even walk people to their car if they feel like, you know, they need a bit of support.
Especially for first timers, because it can be very nerve-wracking. You
it
know,
can be, yeah.
I'm out there, everyone's looking at me, and nobody's really taking any notice of you.
But exactly.
You feel like the whole world's there.
Well, it's like that first time you actually go out, it's just like you feel as though every single set of eyes in the entire world is focusing on you. Yeah,
they're all looking at my chest, they're all looking at my crotch.
Oh, my growth.
Well, I know for me, look, that was, and in the beginning when it first went, I think I'm probably first time I was a bit sort of scattered the group, but the group has really grown. And for me, it was sort of my first place that my mentor Jay took me out to. And she said, you're going to come. And I'm going, I don't want to go. And so we went, and then from there, I found it was one of the best groups out there for just different ages, different backgrounds, different everything. And it's awesome, you know. And I know I'm trying to go and get my ex and drag her. Actually, I'm not gonna drag, she really wants to go too. So partners, everyone.
Yeah, that's where I find it's good too, because partners can come, whether it be female partners or male partners, you know. That's where it's good, because they can talk to each other, because we can be rather strange people to live with. Not that I'd ever admit that.
We're normal people.
Yeah, it's everyone else who's not normal.
Normal's a setting on the dryer.
Exactly, well, normal is a setting on the dryer.
Yeah.
Look, there are a lot of groups, but a lot of them are just on the computers. And you just miss that personal contact. Mm. And that's where I think groups like that... The young...
The Y Gender is
another fantastic group because there's actual contact and you need that.
You know, together.
Like when people come, I usually give them a hug. They hate it, but I give them a hug because, you know, it's that personal contact.
Yeah, it's that tight squeeze. Sometimes we need a tight squeeze.
I just check to see where the wallet is.
Cheeky,
you
know.
But even the place you've organised it to, you know, the restaurant we go to, the staff are amazing. They know everything, who you are. They remember your meal. They don't even bat an eye that you're trans. And there's people at the beginning of the stage and people later in the stage. And look, I'll admit it, in the beginning of our stage, some of us can look a bit like a train wreck. So
yep, it happens. I think probably for all of us, there's always that sort of really in-between stage where you're like neither one nor the other. And it's like, well, what are you? And you're right, Michelle. Absolute train wreck. Been there.
Yeah, but the thing is, even when you're a train wreck, you're still yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the important thing. And that's what I love about this group. Everyone accepts everybody else.
Yeah.
Because if you criticize somebody, you really criticizing yourself.
Exactly.
So no,
we
don't have that.
That's right. Thank you so much for coming on, Ina. So it's every Tuesday night, Alphabet Soup.
No, it's
you've been listening.
You can
well.
Sit there on your own. It's the third Tuesday every
third
month.
Tuesday, okay.
Same place and same time, 7 o'clock, and we have it there permanently.
Kurt, look, you're the only boy in the room. You're surrounded by women. Just listen, okay? Thanks, that's all your job is to do is listen, okay?
Hang on. There is another boy. We've got Kurt. Sorry, we've got Chris on panel.
Oh, I can see it. Well, you know.
Yeah, it's like...
Chris, he's the invisible person in the room.
Chris is our invisible man today.
So he is.
He's gorgeous.
He just hands us papers. Great. Say this. Just do this and do what I tell you.
Yeah, Chris is a machine. He's
God in the room. Yeah. That's his job.
Yeah, he is God.
Thank you, Chris, for being on panel for us today. You are listening to our Special Remembrance Day on Joy 94.9. And when I say Special Remembrance Day, I do mean Transgender Day of Remembrance, which is today, 20th of November. Now, you are with Kurt, Megan and Michelle, and we are the Transpositions team. And we have a very special guest just joined us in the studio just now. Her name is Emily, and Emily is Joy's very special new special programs director. So you're basically in charge of
a lot of things. It's wonderful to be here, Joy.
The big cheese.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you on board, Emily. So you were originally from DC in America.
Well, I just moved to Melbourne from DC. So just only about 4 months ago, and I was there for about 3 years. I've been travelling around the world doing different jobs for about 15 years. But originally from Adelaide, so I started community radio in 1993, which kind of dates me a little. Then was with 2SCR in Sydney and then sort of headed off around the world doing different kinds of media and training jobs. But it's been wonderful to come to Melbourne. I've never lived here before, but it's been like an incredibly inclusive and friendly experience over the last four months or so. Yeah.
Yeah. I find Melbourne inclusive.
I love Melbourne. I'd really be hard-pressed to sort of really live anywhere else because I just love this place.
Mm.
Yeah. And so I came here to study at University of Melbourne. So everyone there has been wonderful. Mm. A shout out to the girls at the Melbourne University Hockey Club who've been wonderful, and so I've sort of, you know, been able to sort of join clubs and sort of take part in life in Melbourne, and yeah, it's been wonderful.
Yeah, fantastic. And how's it been at Joy so far?
It's day three. And so there's an awful lot to learn. I mean, there's a wonderful diversity of programs and people here. I think in my role, there are 50 hours of programming. There's probably close to 100 volunteers who are part of producing that, and all kinds of people of all kinds of backgrounds and interests, gender and sexuality, and wonderful things. And so I'm getting to know everyone. Everyone here has been friendly. It's a wonderful way to meet people and to be part of the whole community.
It is. I do recommend becoming a member of Joy if you haven't already.
I actually, recently become a member.
Yeah,
as well.
Good. You're better off.
Yeah, I'm better off. Yes, that's worthwhile.
Now, Emily, I was interested in what Transgender Day of Remembrance means to you.
Gosh, for me, it's been coming out for me. It's been a really long journey. I think, like for many of us, so it's been a 30-year journey. And only about sort of 4 years ago, I can sort of tell us a little story. I mean, I think I mean, like many of us, I sort of went through that whole process of, you know, in relatively young years, sort of not really fitting in, wondering who I was, and but then sort of, you know, buying clothes, burning clothes, you know, sort of, you know, sort of knowing that was a little bit different, trying to repress that difference and all of that, and then going through different sort of phases through 30 years, and eventually about sort of 4 years ago, I was working in Afghanistan, and I had a wonderful friend who I was out to. I was in that sort of that difficult stage when you're sort of out to some people and not out to other people, and you're trying to, like, does she know? Does he know? Am I going to accidentally out myself here? Yeah. And so she was someone that within Kabul, which is a, you know, fairly conservative place, I could be out with. And I was just walking down a dusty street in Kabul, and I just burst into tears. And I just can't hold this back anymore. And she was wonderful, and then I sort of was on this sort of 3 or 4 year path that I've been on, and I sort of came out more to myself and others in when I was working in Washington DC and getting involved in a lot of the support groups and community groups in Washington. And one of the really sort of interesting things for me, and this sort of comes back to your question about our Day of Remembrance, is that there's a massive amount of diversity within the trans community itself. And so in Washington, one of the interesting things is that, as in a lot of American cities, there's a lot of racism. So there's a big difference between the sort of Anglo-white trans community and trans women of colour. Mm-hmm. And especially relevant for Transgender Day of Remembrance is that in the States, it's trans women of colour who we remember, especially because, you know, they face so much more violence. The homicide rates are really appalling.
There was videos not too long ago, I remember seeing, of two black trans women being attacked on a train in Atlanta.
Wow.
And I was quite like, oh wow, is this what it's like all over the place?
And it's just like, you know, there's recent videos as well of a trans woman of Kabul as well being bashed in a McDonald's in the US as well. And it's just crazy.
Well, the crowds are just yelling, just beat her, beat her, beat her, beat him. And they're egging on and videoing, yeah. Standing there videoing.
I remember actually seeing that video. That was on the train or something like that. That was just...
And that fits in then to broader patterns of inequality, the way that largely white police forces deal with all people of colour in the United States. Mm. And so, yeah, being trans is sort of one layer of a whole series of aspects of inequality. Mm. People who work on the street, who are especially vulnerable. Mm. So for me, Transgender Day of Remembrance is really about sort of recognising that, you know, as much as, you know, there are things that I struggle with, I've had quite a lot of privilege in my life, and that within the trans community there is massive diversity, and there are people who need our support.
I think probably that's one of the things which is really important to all of us, really, especially for us on transpositions, is really just being out there as a voice of someone that, you know, you can turn to, you can listen to, and obviously point people in the right direction, and really, you know, offer that voice of, you know, that it can be okay, it does work out okay, and really just, you know, we like to bring guests onto the show who can actually share their experiences of being able to go through the process.
Yeah, so having transpositions on Joy is really wonderful, and, you know, of course, you know, for anyone out there who would like to be part of the station as a member or as a volunteer, this is a welcoming place, and, you know, we would love to have, you know, more trans people on air as part of our volunteer group as within the station more broadly. So I mean, there, ring up, get the information about how you can become a member, how you can become a volunteer, and we would love to meet you.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yeah, we love meeting people every day. Go to the Joy website, joy.org.au. The more the merrier, really.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's actually really about diversity.
It is. We have had some lovely messages from listeners today. Lynn from St Kilda has said, thanks for providing such an interesting show, ladies. Full stop. Where's the curtain?
Where's the curtain?
You're not a lady.
So totally. So it's trans women are really welcome in Joy. Of course, trans men are also really welcome in Joy.
Thanks,
Emily. We would like. Yeah. You know, so, you know, with wherever you are on that sort of note, gender diversity, non-conforming spectrum.
This
is a radio station that you can be part of.
You don't have to be the binary. You can be, you know,
somewhere between. The more unique, the more interesting.
Absolutely, because that's about all of us as human beings. We are not just one or the other. There's just such huge diversity, and as we say, all the colours of the rainbow.
That's right. Now, Emily, it's been fantastic chatting to you and getting to know you, and it's great to have you on board. And I'm really looking forward to working with you on future projects with Joy.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
You are listening to our special Remembrance Day on Joy 94.9.
Today is Transgender Day of Remembrance. Joy 94.9 celebrates the T in GLBTI, the contribution trans folk have brought to our community, and we remember those no longer with us. Joy 94.9, celebrating our diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.